This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the desire to have a due date. As a mother, I know what it's like to be pregnant with a child and to be given a due date by my doctor. As an entrepreneur, I know what it's like to be pregnant with possibility, to be pregnant with a vision, and to be without a due date. There are times when all you have is the vision God gave you, or the words you know God spoke to you and only you. I imagine this is how Abraham felt when God told him that Sarah would bear his son. And as we know, Abraham's initial reaction to God was one of laughter. I've read this passage several times before, but when I read it recently, I realized something new. God not only gave this promise to Abraham, he also reiterated it three more times throughout the scriptures. But after a number of years had passed, Abraham didn't feel as though God's promise would truly come to pass. All Abraham had was God's word. He did not have a due date, and this made him lose faith in what was coming. The very same thing can happen to you too. Sometimes after God gives you a vision, he may even speak to you through someone else to reiterate his promise. But because you don't have a due date, your faith weakens over time. In the same way God fulfilled his word to Abraham, he will fulfill his promise to you. And as you reflect on that, remember these words: at the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. Isaiah 60:22. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings, and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, release the need for a due date.